Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shaw Marie. Dun, dun, dun. And it is a Father's Day episode. This is not being recorded on Father's Day. It is Saturday. And today is actually my sister-in-law is getting married. And so we're doing this. I got to get kids ready. And then we got to go to a wedding. And then it's a whole thing. So it's a busy, busy Saturday. But I don't want to do my podcast tomorrow because it is Father's Day. And my children's father works extremely, extremely hard. And I appreciate him a lot. And so I don't want to dip out on him to go record because I'm nice, no matter what he says. And so, yeah. By the way, congratulations, Jordan. That's my sister-in-law. And my brother, now brother-in-law, Glenn, which is weird. They're already married, but like we got to do the wedding thing too because Corona, it ruined everything. So now we got to do like the whole thing. So it's a busy Saturday. Oh man, it's crazy. But anywho, today, like I said, it's going to be a Father's Day one. And so when I Googled Father's Day murders, I was like, I'm going to find some mad teenager who they didn't like her boyfriend or whatever. She killed her parents. It's not what I found. I found a super sad one that popped up. And I think this one only popped up first because it's only 2 hours and 29 minutes away from where I am in Idaho. And it happened in Utah, in Roy, Utah. And it happened on Father's Day in 2015. The family of Russell Smith, he is the dad, and his wife was a part of it also, and the children. And so I'm going to tell you guys what happened. And so I got this from obviously the newspaper article because I Googled it. So it's the newspaper in Utah. And it says, Russell Smith, 29 years old, used a semi-automatic handgun to kill his wife and their two small children. He then shot himself on Father's Day in 2015 in the home near Roy High School in Roy, Utah. So what happened was his wife, Shauna Smith, who was 26 years old, decided that she wanted to end the marriage, and she was already seeing a gentleman that took their child to the daycare that she worked at, and she worked there for 9 years. And so she wanted to continue this relationship with this man, and he came forward. I don't have his name, but he came forward after the murder and the suicide. He came forward when it hit the news. And there is a 234-page document that I did not read all the way through, but I did skim through. There's a bunch of text messages, Facebook messages, statements, obviously, and what the boyfriend said and what the family and the friends said. So there's all of that within the 234 pages. The children are as followed. They had two children, little girl named Tylee, who was 6 years old, and a little boy named Blake, who was 2. And so, what happened was her brother, she's supposed to be moving in with her brother on Father's Day. And so they go, and the brother goes because he hasn't heard from the sister, and she's just stopped communicating midday. And so the brother is like, okay, well, something's obviously wrong. And it was known that she was moving out and this marriage was ending. So it was very known. They go there around 10 o'clock, and then they find the 6-year-old girl in the living room. She's been shot in the head. They go in the bathroom and they find Shauna in the bathroom. She's been shot 3 times, twice in the head and 1 in the elbow. She was shot in the temple and then right below her ear and then in the arm. The 2-year-old boy was found in his crib with a shot to the head as well. They received a hollow point slug from the monkey pillow underneath his head. And Russell himself was found next to the baby's crib with a single gunshot wound to his forehead. The medical examiner concluded that his blood alcohol level was 0.25 and that it's 3 times more the legal limit. And the handgun was next to Russell on the floor and it had 6 shots missing from the magazine. So that's how they pretty much came to the conclusion. But they also had text messages. And so the text message and conversations on Facebook, she's having conversations on Facebook with a friend and the boyfriend. And she says to the boyfriend that the husband's been drinking a lot and growing distance. She also tells her brother in a text message that she doesn't believe Russell will slow down with his drinking at any time. She believes that it's going to continue. And Shauna told the boyfriend that Russell was acting weird lately. He was not showing attention to their younger son and that he would sit in his chair at home and drink a lot of alcohol, including vodka and boxed wine. She also told him at one point that her husband was seeing another woman at one point in time. Russell was out of town frequently, and Shauna did have an overnight stay at the boyfriend's house one time. And he spent the night at the Smith's home at least once that they can tell. So there was sleepovers happening on both sides. So, on a Facebook message, it says that they've been separated for a few weeks, but they were living in the same home because they didn't want the backlash from everybody else about getting divorced. So she says they were, quote, married on paper. And it's really weird. He doesn't want people knowing that they're separated to upset the families. They do live together, but he's not there. So it works because the kids are happy and she doesn't have to deal with him. And when he is in town, he golfs a lot and plays other sports. She also said that he will be 30 in October and he acts like he's 70. She says, we don't hate each other. We don't hate each other or do anything. His presence just annoys me. And in a text conversation in early June, she tells a friend that her and her husband are separating. On June 13th and June 18th, while Russell was out of town, the Smiths, they converse via text. And it's literally like the most boring conversations you'll ever read in your life. It's like, oh, the baby's potty training. Oh, you move the water in the yard. And like, just, it wasn't conversation. You know what I mean? It's like bullet points throughout the day. They're just giving each other like little tidbits. On June 19th, 2 days before, he texts her and says, can you give me an update on our lives for each other? She does not answer that text. She just leaves it unanswered. At 11:04 on Saturday, the 20th, he asks her in a text, can we be us again? She says, I don't think so. He says, why not? I love you. She says, I don't think you do, and I'm not happy anymore. He says, but I really love you. And she says, you only think you do. He says, but I want you back. And she says, I don't know if I want to be back. He says, I love you and I want you to be my wife. On Father's Day morning, her boyfriend texts her and says, hey, I'm going kayaking, so I won't have phone service, so I won't be able to text you back. She responds with, "It's okay. It's really okay. I'm moving today anyway." That is the last text message that they can show that she sent anyone. Which is just sad and horrible. And his story did check out. He really did go kayaking. So obviously he had no involvement. Even though that they know what happened, they still have to like publicly say, "We know for sure homie didn't do it." So the mom comes out and says that they are dry. The mom of the daughter, okay, Shauna's mom, sorry, came out in an interview and said that she has drawn strength from her surviving son and daughter after losing her daughter and her grandchildren and her son-in-law. And that Shauna was her oldest daughter. She says, quote, "We love and miss them all." She says, "It's been a very bad year. We've just been taking it one by day and sticking together as a family. It's been a tragedy for both of our families, the Smith families too. And we are all just trying to move on." So that's what happened on Father's Day in Roy, Utah. And his family also came out and issued a statement because they released to the public that the family would be buried together as one. And I don't know. Like, okay, so I read the comments on that and I don't, like, okay, if Eric killed me and my children, I love that motherfucker to the end of the planet. But I don't know if I want him to be with us, you know? Like, me and the girls, sure. But I don't know if I'd want him if I was already trying to leave him and then he killed me. I don't know. I was really torn. And the comments were really, to be his family and have to read those comments was heart-wrenching. But I don't know. And, but I don't, how would you go about that? You know what I mean? Even knowing the situation and that he was extremely beyond the point of drunkard. He was fucking beyond drunkard. So I don't know. How do you go about that and be like, well, even though he was the dad and everything else, we don't think, like, I don't think you can say that in the time of grief. I don't know. I felt super, super weird about it. So just publicly, if my husband ever kills us and then kills himself, I don't want him in the casket. But at the same time, it's sweet and it's precious because he really, truly did love her. And that was his breaking point, is like the fear of losing her, losing the children made him snap. I don't know. It was just super heart-wrenching. His family issued a statement on the 26th after. It says, the father of Russell Smith. The statement is as followed. "On behalf of our family, as the father of Russell Smith, this horrible tragedy has ripped apart and broken the hearts of Shauna's family, her friends and people who cared, and our own hearts. Our family deeply appreciates Shauna's family for working through the sorrow and the grief to honor both children, Russell and Shauna, and the grandchildren, Tylee and Blake, in one service, and the burial to be held on June 27th. The forgiveness and the gracefulness Shauna's family has demonstrated is beyond words. Shauna was a wonderful mother, a wonderful wife, and a wonderful daughter. She was loved deeply, not only by her friends and her family, but also by parents and the children and the staff at the daycare that she worked at for 9 years. Russell was a loving father, son, brother, and friend to many. He loved and he cared for his family. He loved his life and he was looking forward to starting his new job. We are as much shock and disbelief as everyone else. We don't understand what happened or why. Unfortunately, we may never understand. We may never know, or we may never understand. We put our trust in God, our Father, our Creator, to somehow some way, give us, our family and friends, the strength through this. God is our hope. We humbly and gratefully thank everyone for your forgiveness, your love, your prayers, concerns for all of those involved. Larry and Jonah Smith. So that just tells you, just that statement alone, the fact that they let the world know that her family, even though they are upset and they are very angry at what happened, they still have the love, compassion, heart, and caring to let everybody be together in the end and to be that family unit. Shit, I don't know. Maybe I want him in the casket. Fuck. I don't know. Now you guys got me thinking differently. It's just so sad. I hate when it comes, when that's the crime that happens, when it's the murder-suicide. That stuff really breaks my heart because it's really one person's inability to let go. Like, yes, it sucks. And oh my God, it's horrible that you're losing this person and your life is going to dramatically change. And you already know, because it's like she's already told you there's another guy. And so you already know that there's already going to be another man present in your children's lives, her life. There's somebody else in the morning that she wants to text before she texts you. Like, it's just truly heartbreaking and so sad. The affair thing just, it's so hard. It's just so hard and it's so sad. It is, I don't know, it just broke my heart, you guys. It wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting, like, okay, so I randomly just Googled, I swear to God, if the FBI ever looks through my shit. So I just Googled Father's Day murders. And literally, I watch these shows all the time that it's like, oh, this girl killed her dad because he took away her allowance. So in my head, I was like, okay, we can do like a funny jokey thing too and be like, ha. But then this, I found this one. And like I said, I really just think it's because of my location, because there was a bunch of other ones too. But this one just was so sad. And when you guys look at the picture of the family, you guys will see why it's so sad. Like, they truly, and the police had never been there for any like domestics. It was not, there's no history of abuse or anything like that. So it was just really shocking. And so I just, RIP the Smith family. Like, that's just so horrible and just super sad. And it's obviously we're on year 5. So I just give out my love and my heart and my prayers to the Smith family and her family on both sides. This is tragic. Absolutely tragic. And it's just another one of those things that, if we know that this kind of, like, if we know that people are going through separations and stuff like that, this family acted fast. The brother knew it was way too long without a response, without something have happened. So it's just another story of being vigilant, I guess, and knowing your family members too. Like, I don't know. It really made me sad. Super sad. So yeah. That's the story I picked for today. And I'm going to do a very known mom on Tuesday. And then in between then, I'll do a little update on the Daybell children situation. They're obviously not his children, but you guys know Chad and those fucking monsters, because new things have come to light on that. Well, I guess I can just say it on here real quick. We don't need to do a whole episode. So they released the findings on what led them to that dipshit's property. And it was the shitty uncle, his cell phone pinged to the backyard of the situation of Shitbag. And that's how they knew. And on the day that they killed Tylee, that night, the next day they took her to Chad's house. She was dismembered and cremated partially. There was still some bones found. But that piece of shit, Tammy, was alive. He texts her and tells her that there was a raccoon and he had to kill this raccoon, and he started a fire to burn some twigs around the property, some shrubbage, and that he buried the raccoon in the pet cemetery because this woman had a heart of gold, and when her chickens or family pets would die or anything like that, she would bury them. We'd say a prayer, RIP. So she was very sweet and precious. And that's where Tylee's remains were found. And then JJ later on, of course, obviously turned more into a zombie. And then her friend from Hawaii, I think it's like Melanie or something, her friend from Hawaii comes up and she's told that JJ's turned more zombie. And the last time they see JJ, Alex is carrying him and JJ appears to be asleep on Alex's shoulder. And then the day that JJ goes missing, they also ping Alex's phone back to Dipshit's property, where that's where they find JJ located, wrapped up in duct tape and plastic near the pond. So, hopefully, even though we know that Alex had some part in disposing of the children, let's hope to God we got some murder charges coming up. And he has pled not guilty and he wants to skip to a jury trial, which I'm not saying that this is what happens and people will be hateful either way. How ballsy do you have to be to... There's nowhere that you can move this case to. Nowhere in hell that you can... Maybe hell. That you can move this case to that no one's gonna know the fucking horrible, monstrous, obscene things that you've done, Mr. Daybell. You will not, in my opinion, get a fair trial anywhere. You need to man the fuck up, grab those balls that I'm assuming you need to have to be so cocky, and own up to your business, Mr. Daybell. You are a horrible monster, and you had a part in your wife's death, and you had a part in those children and their demise and their burials and whatever. You're a horrible piece of human trash, and you really should just man the fuck up and say so. And I guess in jail, my best friend said, Nate Eaton, said that he kicks it in jail. He pretty much stays to himself and he reads scriptures. Ugh. Throw up. And no one has said yet what the fuck Lori's bitch ass is doing, except for obviously throwing a bitch fit about the whole thing. Do you guys think that they talk in portals? Like, in their jail cells, do you think these two fucking crazy people are sitting there just talking to themselves, but like pretending to talk to each other through portals? Just saying. And on that topic, my friend asked me, do I think that if they're going to get away with like being crazy? I don't believe so, because there's previous steps to show that you people are not crazy, that you guys just went on like your own little tangent and took off on your own little spiritual quest and murdered children and became horrible fucking people. So no, I don't think that will work. Do I think that they will say that Alex is the one who killed them? Yes, but not for Tammy, because I don't think that he would be in their home in the middle of the night. But who knows? Maybe we'll find out that Chad let him in the middle of the night and they fucking poisoned her and she had pink foam coming out of her mouth. Like, I'm sorry, that's not natural causes. Pink foam is not naturally in the body, I don't think. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I've never seen pink foam anywhere up in myself. So, You guys, it's just so horrible. Those poor babies. I literally was so upset last night. Like, they released it yesterday, and I was just so... I had just dwelled on it because it's just so fucked up. And, like, to know that at one point in time, Lori's sitting there on the phone with her friend, and she's like, Tylee's a fucking zombie. Tylee's a fucking zombie. Or whatever. I don't know if they curse in their crazy religion or not. But, like, Tylee's in the background, and she's like, no, not me, Mom. Jesus. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God. And that Yellowstone, that picture in Yellowstone where she's like so sad but holding her brother, that's the last picture. Legitly, that is the last pic. They kill her that day, those horrible monsters. And then he goes to eat, dude, like after he disposes of one of them. I don't remember right off the top of my head because I don't have it in front of me. This is all from memory from last night. He goes and eats like Del fucking Taco or something. So really, not RIP, Alex. Like, I don't know what it's called, but like, I don't even know. I hope to God you are just in hell being tortured to fuck. You're a horrible person. Who kills children? Who kills an innocent man? Like, an innocent woman. Like, there's so many deaths surrounded by these three horrible fucking people. And these two people who are left sitting truly, honestly believe, guys, that nothing is going to happen to them. Do you guys realize on Monday, according to them, on Monday, a month from Monday, the world is going to end. So countdown is on. I'm going to stop drinking soda. I suggest everybody, it's like New Year's, come up with a fucking cause for 30 days. Do something scary, you know? Something life-changing. I'm not going to drink soda for 30 days starting on Monday. Because if the world ends, I'm going to look damn good. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thing. For real. Y'all tell me. You guys do something. I'm serious. Tell me what you guys want to do. From June 22nd to July 22nd, I will not drink soda. And we'll see if the world ends. So, we'll update each other then on what we've done. But yeah, that's the update. That's the sad news on that. And obviously we knew it was sad because the children were deceased. But now we know that it was Tylee, that they were extremely horrible too. And those fuckbags just buried her with a bunch of dead pets. What worthless ass people. So that's the update on them. But yeah, Mondays will be a mom killer. So that'll send it Tuesday, sorry. Whatever day. So that'll be fun. But yeah. So sad. Hopefully you guys have a great Father's Day and I didn't bum you guys out too much. I don't celebrate Father's Day, obviously, until I had children. I never celebrated Father's Day. So I don't really look at this day as like a holiday. I just look at it as like it's June 22nd and that my mom's birthday is in a Thursday, not a week. I was going to say a week, but so yeah. That's all I think about. So hopefully I didn't bum you guys out too bad on your Friday, on your Sunday. But yeah, I love every one of you. Keep it classy, whatever. And I will post pictures on my pages for my podcast. I guess I'm bumming my grandma out. And I think I'm going to have to like make it to where she can't see stuff because it makes her sad. Murder makes her sad. Anyway, that was a whole other thing. But yeah, you guys, enjoy your Sunday. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there and all you single moms out there doing both jobs. You know today's about you too, boo. Love all of you. Have a great day.